The Luca Bakery in Luján, about an hour's drive west of Buenos Aires, was founded in 1875 by Marcos's great-great-grandfather Angelo, an immigrant from Lombardy in Italy. It's overcome several economic crises, and Marcos is confident it'll survive the one now unfolding.
Argentinians are perhaps very good at coping because we're used to living this way, and maybe because our grandparents have managed to survive every one of these crises they had to face.
But it's tough. He has to be alert to increases in the price of almost everything, especially flour and fuel. Plus the Argentine peso weakening against the US dollar while keeping his 30-plus staff and his customers happy. Bread is one of life's necessities, whatever the cost. It was in 1875 and continues to be at the heart of the battle to keep prices affordable and the community functioning. The bakery workers light these ovens at 4 a.m. 7 days a week. There have been many changes in the past 147 years, but some things remain constant. These scales, for instance, made in London, even before Luca was founded. And of course, customers with an appetite, but less and less money to spend.
What we do now is consume less. We don't buy as much as we used to, so we keep costs down, or we take advantage of the promotions.
Hyperinflation at more than 3,000% hit Argentina in 1989, then social and economic catastrophe in 2001.
Inflation is the result, it's the thermometer. It's like when you have, when you're sick and you have fever, you measure inflation in this case, but it's not the cause. The cause is the underlying monetary and fiscal policies which generate this inflation.
Both Argentina and the Luca Bakery are victims of crippling foreign debt and the war in Ukraine, which saw the price of flour rocket.
Bread is something that's been around for hundreds of years and will continue to be sold for several more centuries yet.
Because it must, and it's difficult to resist food this good, whatever the price. Daniel Schweimer, Al Jazeera, Luján, Argentina.